one of the main things that we still are pushing is to support your local businesses and restaurants. With the reopening last week, we called around and we're just kind of compiling lists of our JNCC members that are offering in-service dining again. They're at 25% capacity, so it's pretty limiting. So it's interesting, you know, out of the 26 restaurants on the West End, 16 of them are chamber members.
Sure.
So right this time, you know, we're focusing on them, trying to get them some publicity. And we have 8 of those that have returned to in-service dining.
So not even out of those restaurants, not all of them are up open right. for in yeah. indoor.
Out of the 16 members, 8 are open. 2, you know, it's pretty well spread out throughout the whole area. There are additional restaurants that are open. Mm-hmm. Just want to let people know that too. That you know that people are not members. They're offering in-service dining also.
Well, the other thing is that, you know, a lot of these places are doing, and they've been doing a takeout business, you know, a curbside mm-hmm. takeout kind of thing. And at 25% inside capacity, that's pretty limited, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the things, you know, we're a strategic partner with the Small Business Association of Michigan, and they're working hard to lobby to increase that. We understand that there's safety and health guidelines that need to be followed. And we got to see how things, you know, respond, you know, to this mm-hmm. reopening again. But the other side of it is the economic side is it's hard to, you know, to gear back up and get things going again at a, sure. at a capacity for indoor dining with staffing and supplies.
I know you're getting the word out about these places that are up and running. Is there a list available? Can you find that on maybe your website or you have what Facebook or someplace?
Yeah, right now we have it posted on our Facebook. Mm-hmm. So go to GINCC. That'll get you to the Facebook page or go to our website, GINCC.org,
yep.
and that'll get us to, you know, the Facebook page and also other information.
Well, let's start right there, Bob. We hear about, you know, GINCC. We hear about the Chamber on the West End. What is it, and what can it do for folks?
Right. It's a business networking organization. We're a membership-based organization, 501(c)(3). And then, you know, basically our membership supports us, and we support our membership, and that's the idea behind it. We're a lot different than we were a year ago. We've been reinventing. A lot of our programming was based on events and social networking.
Sure.
In-person, you know, business after hours and stuff like that.
And that's not
happening. Haven't been doing yep. a lot of those. No, in fact, we haven't been doing any. We did a little bit last summer with the city of Ishpeming and getting some events outdoors there. And we're looking at March of doing some type of outdoor winter event mm-hmm. or some type of, you know, celebration of spring, hopefully, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Very optimistic.
Yeah. Yes. But at this time, you know, a lot of what we've been doing is sharing a lot of the information with the membership from the Small Business Association of Michigan, getting people connected with, you know, the PPP money, the federal grant monies that are mm-hmm. coming out. Those are going to be starting to change up a lot more. We will need to get back to our base. One thing that's come through the Marquette Elger Intermediate School District is that we've been able to get back into an internship program.
Oh, okay.
So we've brought in Elizabeth Williams from Westwood High School, and she's been working on getting our directory tuned up. We did launch a new directory this past summer, and with everything that's been going on, we've been trying to get it dialed in, and now we're finally getting it there. This directory is going to be pretty dynamic. You can go to it and get the pin drop of where the business is at.
Oh, okay.
Get a more of a detailed description, contact the business that way. The business will also have access to this directory so they can do things. So we're about 80% complete with that. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to go to our website at gincc.org, go to the directory and check that out.
So how does one become a member? If there's a business owner that's listening, they've been hearing about it, they're considering it, or even as an individual, how does one get involved?
Well, the easiest way, get a good feel for it from our website at gincc.org. Give us a call. The best way to do is just do an in-person meeting. You know, because what we want to do when we bring a new member on board is what their expectations are, what their needs are, and then align that with what we can provide them.
Well, it certainly seems like a good opportunity to get, especially with all of the maze of things right now with funding and federal funding and state funding and grants and things for businesses that are struggling with the pandemic, that you could help with that.
For sure. You know, that's one of the things, you know, a lot of time business owners have to focus on the business.
Mm-hmm.
We're an extension of that. They can get a hold of us, ask us questions. We will look for that answer and help them out. That's kind of like, we're an additional staff member for them.
Sure.
You know, if you think of that way, we do go out of our way to go. I mean, any questions not a, you know, not a bad question.
Just ask a question. And, yep. And how do they get a hold of you? What's the best ways?
So go to GINCC.org. Our email's on there, or give us a call at 906-486-1111.